Hi folks, this is your Tracking Board Czar Mike, here with a preview of the treasures you'll find at www.trackingboard.com for this February 2018. Valentine's Day is come and gone. Your romantic overtures were not well received. Maybe the grapefruiting didn't go as planned. Mine didn't. Maybe you tried to give Sally Hawkins an anchovy pizza. Let's face it, you fucked up.
If you think your sex life is dismal, have a look at the spec market for February 2018. First up, Harry's All Night Hamburgers.
By Steve Desmond and Michael Sherman. The script centers on a down-on-his-luck high school senior who discovers that the old roadside diner outside of town is secretly a hangout for parallel-use travelers. He sets off on a mind-bending adventure across the multiverse that takes him beyond his wildest dreams. The script has been described as being reminiscent of Back to the Future and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Like the characters in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, I'm always carrying a towel. It's for, traveling through the universe, and yeah, that's just starch. The story is based on the 1987 Hugo Award-winning short story, Why I Left Harry's All-Night Hamburgers, by Lawrence Watt Evans. That story focused on a young man working at the interdimensional diner. Andrew Lazar, whose credits include American Sniper, will produce via his Mad Chance production banner. Kate Adams will oversee for Warners, along with Paul Perez. Benjamin Simpson at Mad Chance will serve as co-producer. Desmond and Sherman were hired to adapt Paul Tremblay's The Cabin at the End of the World for Film Nation. Their script, Orb, made the 2016 Blacklist, as well as the top of the 2016 Bloodlist. Desmond and Sherman are repped by APA and Ziffrin Brittenham. Watt Evans is repped by APA and Scoville Gallen Gosh Literary Agency. I'm ripped by the Bagency. You can taste the dishonesty. It's on your breath as you pass it off so cavalier. Next up, Hustle, by Taylor Matern. The story recalls the 1994 Kevin Bacon comedy The Air Up There. In Hustle, a washed-up basketball scout discovers a Chinese streetball phenom and talks him into coming to Los Angeles to train for the NBA draft. The young phenom is overwhelmed by the transition and struggles with being away from his family, while the scout deals with his own family problems. No less than LeBron James was involved in the spec sale to Legendary Entertainment, and 24 hours earlier, he'd actually signed on to produce a house party reboot for New Line. Grammy winner Dave Myers is set to direct, fresh off working with Kendrick Lamar on the music videos Humble and All the Stars, the latter of which appears on the Black Panther soundtrack. Some years ago, Michael Jordan approached me to sell one of my spec scripts, and all I ended up with was a pair of Hanes. Used Hanes. Used Hanes with stains. Unwashed used Hanes with stains. The stains on the Hanes stayed mainly in the... oh, fuck it. James and Maverick Carter will produce for Spring Hill along with Joe Roth, Jeff Kirchenbaum, and Zach Roth of Roth Kirchenbaum Films, which brought the project to James reps at William Morris Endeavor. Jamal Henderson and Spencer Bailey of Spring Hill will serve as executive producers. Legendary's Jay Ashenfelter brought Hustle to the studio, which beat out several other buyers for the project. Matern has parlayed his time as a successful YA novelist into a thriving screenwriting career, with his Blacklist script Times Square in development at Focus with Justin Lin attached to direct. He also co-wrote the spy thriller Marseille, which is based on an original idea by Damien Chazelle. He's going to the fucking stratosphere. And that's it for this February. That's all the spec sales. I hope it was as good for you as it was for me. Now, everyone's got a booty jam. For some, it's the Love Boat theme. For others, it's Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. For some, it's just the Funky Chicken. But for me, the thing that gets me in the mood, that gets me excited, is the end credits theme song. The TV show, Space 1999. Here we go.